This is the Business English Certificate Vantage 4, Listening Test 2. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part one, questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man clarifying some information about a balance sheet. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hi, Tom here. Could I speak with Bill?
Sorry, he's out. Can I take a message?
Thanks. It's about some queries Bill had about the balance sheet I prepared.
Which balance sheet exactly? The one for the last financial year?
Actually, it was the one for the last quarter.
Okay, got that.
There were several things Bill wanted to check. Firstly, he asked about the liabilities figures. He thought the figures in column A might be for current liabilities, but in fact those figures indicate the long-term ones.
Okay, I've got that. What next?
The assets figures. He wondered exactly what they cover. Actually, I've put the current assets there, but I've still got to work out the fixed assets and the intangible assets before I include them.
Thanks. Anything else?
One last thing. Also about assets. Bill wasn't sure what the figures in brackets in section 4 refer to. He thought they might represent average figures for the last 2 years or something like that. In fact, they show losses over that period.
Thanks. I'll pass all that on.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the notes below. You will hear a man leaving a voicemail message about a negotiating problem. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hi, George. This is Christoph calling from Australia. It's about the contract negotiation for constructing the factory in Melbourne. Our client doesn't want to agree the date for the completion of the second stage, even though it was accepted when we put in our tender. We specified that we couldn't complete in less than 6 months. Now they're saying they want it brought forward a month. This is a problem because they want to put in a penalty clause which states that for every week we are late, we have to pay 3% of the total cost. I can't agree to this at all. We're already using our best technical employees, and the only way we can complete in 5 months is if we use more unskilled staff right from the beginning, which will mean a substantial investment which we hadn't budgeted for. There's one incentive, however. Instead of the usual bonus, we'll be awarded the contract for their next project if we can meet their new deadline.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman telephoning a colleague about a new project. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, Joe Fisher speaking.
Joe, it's Wilma here. Can I have a word with you about the e-commerce website?
Of course. How did the interviews go?
Well, we recruited an excellent business analyst this morning. He'll join the team in a week or so. There's still a gap for a software engineer, though, and we'll have to fill that as soon as possible.
I'll ask around and see if anyone is able to transfer from other projects.
Thanks. Also, do you think you could produce a report for senior management by the end of the week? They'd like an idea of the timing of the project.
No problem. What else should I include?
Let us know exactly what hardware you'll need. The budget already allows for that.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. When you describe the project, would you make sure you spell out the objectives in clear, straightforward language? Certain members of the board have their doubts that it will bring about the results we promised.
Okay.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.